Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm a lie. Okay. I'm not happy.
Amen.
Cause it's raining and my bag ain't here yet.
My bag
I ordered off your website. I'm waiting. I put a rush on it and I didn't get my bag. This damn Sandy is pissing me off.
Shut up.
I'm not.
Wait. You're lying.
I'm not lying. I'm serious.
Did you put in a rush or was it supposed to be to you today?
Yes. It was supposed to be to me today. And Sandy is blocking. So I'm
mad. Okay. We'll take care of that.
I mean, I know there's other things going on. I know there are other major things going on in the world, but I need my Rex bag. Okay.
So I
wanted to say that I had to track you down. I needed the interview only because I believe that you are the most lovable woman on Basketball Wives of LA. I don't care what people say about you. They say you're two-faced, but I know you got a master plan. I would love to know about it. I love you. And people say, why? And I say, you know what? Because she's honest.
You know what's funny? I tell them all the time. I'm like, who's really fake here? Like, here I am. I'm telling you all my plan.
Right.
Well, not really. What I say to you guys is what I say to her.
Right.
Y'all are the ones who go back and tell her. But I'm the one doing it in her face. So yeah. Who's really fake?
Dressing up in drag, though, at the wedding? What was that?
You know what? I loved it. I wanted to just have fun. I want to do something different. I don't like going to the party and just walking around. I was just going to fall asleep.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm about to get in here and I'm about to entertain my damn self.
Well, it was the atmosphere, so I'm sure you had some queens up in there looking at you like.
Yo, let me tell you. People were coming up to me and were like, oh my God, you are fabulous. And I was like, get it. Call me Juanito.
I love it. I don't understand how do you stay with this group? Because there's so much drama going on. And, you know, sometimes drama is good for the soul. But how do you stay with this group? Because you've accomplished a lot.
You know what's so funny? I'm like, oh, sweet. Okay, go. But, no, honestly, like, I'm the type that I'm going to have a good time regardless of where I am, who I'm with, what I'm doing. I just stay in my own lane. Like, I don't let nothing, like, come between that. Like,
right.
I don't care about people's opinions, what they think, what they got going on. Like, those aren't my issues.
Right.
Like, my problems are within me.
Uh-huh.
And I just have a good time. I don't worry about what everybody else got going on. I just worry about myself.
I just need to know what the benefit is to being in the circle. I mean, some of the girls are not
bad. It ain't no damn benefit. It's like me... It's me letting loose. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there is no benefit except for me getting out anything I want to get out. Like, I'm with my kids all day, all night. And so I'm filtered with my kids. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get to wig out. I don't get to act a fool. I don't get to cuss. I don't get to do the things I want to do. So I do it when I'm with the group.
So I get the message. It is, they are who they are. You are who you are. We all have that type of clique too. So be honest and admit, we all have the crazy one. We have the bougie one. We have the one that's just trying to get on. We got the one that's honest. We got the one that's not so honest. You know, whoever they are, we do have that particular clique. And I will say that I appreciate the clique because you all are so damn entertaining. And I pray that Sandy don't take off my TV tonight because I need to watch the show. I do. So I need my Monday nights with Basketball Wives of LA. So are you going to, are we talking to any spinoff? You're pretty much one of the leads, the
Thank
show.
You.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is that I don't look at it like that. Like, I look at it like I get on here, I have a good time. I don't know what the hell everybody else's agenda. I'm not playing in character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know what I mean? So, like, when people say, like, oh my God, you're doing this, you're doing that, I don't look at it like that because I don't look at myself as being on TV. I don't watch the show because I don't like to see myself on TV because I get all nervous. You know, I start critiquing myself. I'm like, what's wrong with my mouth?
Aww.
Like, you know, it's like, I hear about it, but I don't feel like I'm like,
well, there have been,
I don't think of that.
In the first group, the other Basketball Wives, there, the issue of bullying had come up and they, you know, kind of looked at themselves and says, you know, I'm not going to bully. I'm not going to do this. So I don't believe that you're, I don't want to say cast because you're not characters, but you all are real enough there. I don't believe that there's any bullying. However, in tonight's episode, Bambi gets bamboozled.
By who?
I don't know. It just says that Bambi gets bamboozled. She gets confronted.
Oh, Brooke.
I don't know. What's going on with that? Like,
you got to see, because Brooke is cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brooke is the homie. Like,
right.
I would hang with her all day, every day. Her and my sister.
Where the hell did Bambi come from?
I don't know. What you want me to say?
I don't know. where the hell she come
from?
I was like, huh?
She's Malaysia's friend.
Were y'all doing auditions? Like, I wasn't busy.
Right.
I wasn't busy.
But you know what's funny, though? She's a really sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we needed a rapper in the group, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I really didn't see that one coming. But she's sweet. She's really nice. She's like a little gummy bear. I call her a gummy bear. for all kind of reasons, but she's really sweet. She's a sweetheart.
Well, I know we got to prepare for this damn hurricane. So I know that you are in sunny weather, right?
Yes, it's so nice and beautiful. I hate to say that too.
That's so wrong.
That's so bad telling you. I feel bad.
No, you don't.
That.
Yeah, I see you ain't laughing. You ain't laughing with me.
No, I am because you know I lived in VA for 10 years.
Okay.
So don't get it twisted. I know exactly what y'all going through.
Oh,
I know.
God.
Been there, done that. So I only speak from experience when I talk.
All right.
So been there, done that.
Well, pray
Bone
for
cold,
us.
I know what it is. And I am. I would definitely pray for y'all.
And I will holler at you on Twitter.
Yes, please.
Tell everybody your Twitter name real quick.
It's Laura M. Govan.
And can you please tell FedEx to hurry up with my bag? Because I'm trying to rock it
this
weekend.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yo, you need to get on that. That bag is hot as hell.
Yo, I got people like, yo, where'd you get that from? And I was like, I got it from the website. What?
That's what's
and
up.
They was like, let me tell me about it. I was like, what? You better get your own. They want to borrow my bag.
I got everybody. No, yeah. Real talk. I've seen people in the airport have stopped me, like people you wouldn't even believe.
Mm-hmm.
I've given my bags away off my back.
What?
To little kids who
really?
Ask. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, no, no,
oh,
no.
Man.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's
okay.
Tough.
All right. Damn, I'm too late. Okay.
I know, right? Yeah.
Laura, thank you so much. I really appreciate
baby,
the talk.
You. Stay tuned. Keep me updated on what's going on, girl.
Will do. You keep us updated, right. Too. We'll hit you up on Twitter, babe.
You got it. All right, baby.
Take
bye.
Care. See ya.